Welcome to the Heme Consults Podcast, a weekly inspiration infusion for women of color and hematology. Dear woman of color and hematology, Heme Consults is your personal space to rest, recharge, and renew your spirit with a weekly infusion of inspiration from hematologist Dr. Toyosi Onwemena. Every Sunday, Dr. Onwemena will remind you that you are a superstar and have everything you need to succeed in your incredible career as a hematologist. Welcome to the hematology sisterhood that will transform your world.
Welcome to the Heme Consults Podcast. I'm your host, Toyosi Onwemena, and it is an absolute pleasure to be talking with you today. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am so excited to bring you today's episode, which is about listening for the strategy behind every big move. Listen for the strategy behind every big move. And I want to share with you, before I get into the episode, that women of color in hematology, there is absolutely nothing you cannot accomplish, absolutely nothing you cannot do. And you've always known this, though sometimes you weather the storms and so many challenges come at you and you think, okay, there's no way I can make this one. In fact, I'm tired of fighting. And I just want to say that I know you're tired. I know that it's been a hard journey, but I need you to know that the beauty, the gold, the treasure at the end is just around the corner. It gets darkest just before dawn. It is most difficult just before the breakthrough. And I want to invite you not to quit just yet. And what I want to invite you to do as well is to stop looking at the challenges before you and to start looking beyond the challenges to the glory that sits ahead. You know that dream that's brought you this far and you haven't yet achieved it, but it's there. And so I want to invite you to not focus anymore on these challenges that beset you, but to look forward, look beyond to the dream that is certain to be fulfilled if you'll just stay long enough in the game. All right. Thank you so much for listening. So today's episode, I'm talking to you about the strategy behind every big move. When I first started in my career in research, actually, this is even when I was interviewing, I remember finding some places where clinicians were succeeding as researchers, and then other places where people would say, oh, it's so hard. No one's succeeding. No one's doing anything good. It's just too hard. You shouldn't even try it. And I remember thinking, I'm like, well, on the one hand, some people are saying it's too hard. But on the other hand, there are some people who are doing it. And so what I thought is, what if I leave the people who are saying it's too hard and I go find the people who are doing it? What can I learn from them? And I have to tell you that my intuition was correct. Success is not an accident. Success is not about luck. Success is about strategy. And yes, luck plays a role. And yes, hard work plays a role. But there's a lot of strategy there, especially where you see many people succeeding. Now, you can look at one person who's like the outlier. For example, at my institution, we have the first Nobel laureate. Oh gosh, it's probably been a decade or so ago. He was the only one. Okay, he's like a unicorn. Maybe you can say, oh, he was lucky. He would tell you he was not lucky. And I would agree that he was strategic as well. But the reality is, when you have many people who are succeeding, okay, now that's hard to say, it was luck and hard work. Now you start to ask, what's the strategy behind their success? Yes, there are advantages that come with their success. There are different benefits that they've had that probably they've built on, but there is still strategy behind the success. And I want to encourage you not to stop looking until you understand the strategy. Now, what you might do is find the strategy and say, don't want to invest like that, and that's okay. You get to choose. But what you don't want to do is have no clue, have no idea, and be spinning your wheels without moving forward. You've got to ask yourself, what is my goal? Where do I want to go? How do I want to succeed? And then you say, what does it cost to get there? Now, sometimes what we do is we look at the cost first and we're like, oh, nope, too pricey. No, thank you. I quit. You haven't even tried. And that is not the right way to look at it. I try to not, you know, talk about what's right and what's wrong, because many times it's like black and white thinking. But I have to say that if you look at the obstacle to determine whether you go for the goal or not, you will lose every time, because anything worth fighting for is behind a couple of obstacles. If there is a dragon at the mouth of the castle, you can guarantee that there is treasure in that castle. Is it worth putting your life in danger to slay the dragon to win the treasure? Only you can decide. But you know that if it's challenging, it's because there is something good at the end of it. Clarify for yourself what that good thing is. Clarify for yourself whether it is worth going after, and then decide whether you go after it or not. Again, focus on what is the beautiful thing that is at the bottom, right? What is the goal that you have come to achieve? And then you can sit back and say, okay, this is the goal I want to achieve. Now tell me about the challenges, because the challenges are not obstacles anymore. Now they are stepping stones to your success. Do you see the difference? On the one hand, you just start out looking at the challenges. The more you look at them, the more you magnify them, or at least the more they grow bigger in your eyes. And then all of a sudden, you're just lost because the challenge is so great. And it is a great challenge. Let's not even play. The challenges ahead of us are great. But here's the thing. None of the challenges is greater than the gold. None of the challenges is greater than the treasure that is behind. None of the challenges are anything compared to what is ahead. And so you don't focus on what is the problem before you. You focus on what is the goal that you came for. Now, you've got to know what that goal is. You've got to know. Because people who are looking for buried treasure, they don't stumble upon buried treasure. They come with a map. They're like, there's treasure on this island. I have the map. Now, the secret codes, I'm going to find it. You've got to know what you're going after. And so in sharing with you today about strategy, the first thing I want you to recognize is that please do not go in blind. Don't be like me. Because when I was starting out as a faculty member, I was like, I just want to do research. I had no plan beyond I just want to do research. I had no idea what research could do for me. I had no idea what I was going to do with my scholarship. I just knew that it was what I wanted to do. And now I recognize that scholarship is an opportunity to make a statement. Scholarship is an opportunity to grow a body of work that helps you grow in the process of growing that body of work. Scholarship is an opportunity to create an ecosystem where other people who are underrepresented in the academy can come and thrive under my umbrella. Scholarship is an opportunity to be invited to give talks around the world because you've discovered an area of expertise and no one has taken the time to study as deeply as you have. Scholarship is a golden ticket. But do you know that? And to what extent is it a golden ticket for you? Or maybe it's not scholarship that's your golden ticket. What is it? But whatever it is, the first thing I want you to do is get very clear on what it can do for you, very clear on the benefits, very clear on how it allows you to leave legacy, very clear on how it allows you to advance. Be very clear what that gold is, because that's the thing you're going to want to put before you. That's the thing you're going to want to have in front of you. And oh, you're going to meet the challenge and you're going to be like, "Whoa, this is challenging, but that's the gold. Wow, it's hard, but there's the gold. Oh, I didn't know it was get this hot. There's the gold." You always want to be focused on the treasure. You always want to be focused on the reward that's ahead of you. Every time you hang your head down and you're like, "This is too much for me. I can't make it. It's because you stop looking at the treasure and you start looking at the challenges. Now, I'm not saying you have to go around with your eyes closed. Look at the challenges long enough to assess it and decide how you're going to defeat it. And you are going to defeat it because the gold has your name on it. You know it has your name on it because you have a burning passion, a burning desire, a sense of purpose about that gold. So is it yours? It is. It is. If you have any doubt in your mind, I'm here to tell you that that doubt should be erased because that gold, the treasure at the end, is yours. It's got your name on it. But are you going to push past the challenges and push past the obstacles to get to where you want to go? And that's a question only you can answer. So number one is to recognize that there is gold, to focus not on the obstacles, but to look upon the gold. Okay. The next thing is to recognize that if there are people who have made it before, that means they have forged a path. Now, here's the thing. There are many ways to get to the treasure. You might be like, well, there's this big dragon in front of me. The only way is to fight the dragon. And once I can kill the dragon, then I'm going to get the gold. That's one way. You can fight the dragon, kill the dragon, get the gold. Or maybe you discover that there's an underground chamber that a really small person can crawl through. And maybe you don't have to fight the dragon at all. You just are going to get really dirty and you're going to crawl through some tight spaces. That's one possible strategy. Or maybe what you're going to do is you're going to partner up with a bird that's huge and can carry you and fly under the dragon's nose, undetected, to the place where you get the gold. Or maybe you partner with, you know, a phenomenon that can create an earthquake that scares the dragon. You get my gist? There are many ways to get to gold. But if you've met any person who's gotten the gold, or he who even has a little piece of it, you got to ask them, can you tell me how? I see that you have gold in your hands and I'm looking for that gold. Can you show me how you did it? And when they explain their strategy to you, they'll only be able to tell you the one way that they did it. And I will promise you that they will swear that this is the way to do it, right? Because it's the way they did it. They know no other way. And then if you go ask somebody else who has gold, they'll tell you their strategy. And you're like, oh, okay. It's a little different from the strategy I heard the first time, but it's strategy nonetheless. And then you go find the next person who has gold and you ask them, what's your strategy? And over time, you discover the underlying principles that they all have in common. How did they make it work? Different strategies, but underlying principles that you can incorporate to now make your strategy. But you've got to recognize that if anyone's ever won, even if it's only one person, then you know that you also can succeed. It only takes one. And here's a secret. Here's a secret. This is just between me and you. Is that even if nobody else like you has ever done it before, as long as it has been done by anybody in the universe, it can be done by you. Also, if you look around and you're like, no one's ever done this before, as long as it is a burning desire in your heart, you know that you can make it happen. Yes, you can. And so maybe no one's ever actually achieved the goal that you have a plan to achieve. What is like it? What is close enough to it? And who has achieved that? You go hang out with them. And now when I say hang out with them, I'm not saying go before them and say, excuse me, will you be my mentor? Because they will run as far away from you as possible, probably. But what can you access that they've already created so that you can learn from them? Do they have content that they've created? Do they have maybe a podcast like I do where they've just, you know, they've shared a lot of their challenges and a lot of their wins? Go binge on that stuff. You have opportunity to grow and figure out what, you know, challenges they've had, what successes they've had, how they've approached different challenges. You can do that by hanging out with them as much as possible, even when they're not there. Maybe they've written a book. Go read the book. What clues have they left that point to their success, and how can you access it? So you know that if even one person has succeeded in any way that's slightly similar to where you want to go, you know that there's a strategy that you need to learn about. You need to recognize and leverage strategy in every area. Okay. The third thing is that what's going to happen as you begin to pursue the gold, as you begin to understand the strategy of different people, you're going to start to create a path for yourself, and it's going to be beautiful and uniquely you. you're going to take a little bit of the strategy from this person, a little bit of the strategy from that other person. You're going to put it together and you're going to shake it up in your beautiful, amazing, genius mind and create a new strategy. And you're going to go forward and you're going to win. You're going to catch the gold at the end. You're going to harvest it. And you're going to be like, I'm celebrating because I've won. And now here's the thing. It is your turn to create a strategy path for somebody else to follow. And that, what I'm talking about now, is strategy legacy. So as a case in point, here I am sharing with you things I've learned on the journey, and it has been a hard journey so far. Wow, there's so much journey yet still ahead of me. And even though I haven't mastered it all, even though there's stuff I'm still learning, and maybe 3 years from now, I'm going to look back and say, I can't believe I shared that with them. That was so not mature yet. I still have had an opportunity to share my strategy with you. And I'm hoping that you're benefiting from it, even if it's just a little bit. And that's the exact same thing that you need to do. You need to leave a legacy strategy or strategy legacy for the next person. Because if you've struggled, somebody else is struggling right this moment. If you felt lost, somebody else is lost right this moment. And your experience is the bridge between the gap and where they're trying to go. And so I want to invite you to do three things. Number one, I want to invite you, first of all, to be very clear about the goal you're gunning for. Don't let it be fuzzy in your mind. Don't say, oh, it's just, you know, something. Write it down. Make it very clear what the win is and what it will do for you, the doors it will open for you and the legacy people who are coming behind you. Write it down. Make it clear. The second thing I want to invite you to do is to stop looking at obstacles, because there will always be obstacles. And if you keep looking at them as obstacles, you'll miss the fact that they're stepping stones to your greatness. You will miss the fact that they are there to help you advance. You'll focus so much on them, make them so big that you'll see them as barriers, and you won't recognize that they are the doorways to your success. Don't focus on the obstacles anymore. Banish them. Banish them, shrink them, and recognize them as steps, stepping stones to your greatness. And the third thing is you got to leave a train. Got to leave a trail of breadcrumbs for somebody else to follow. You got to share your strategy, share your legacy with other people. You may feel like, I haven't done much, haven't really accomplished anything. This is not where I want to be. This is not even how I wanted to live life. There's so much you could complain about. I want to invite you to own the successes that you do have. Did you get into medical school? Own that success. Did you finish residency? Own that success. Did you do fellowship? Own that success. Did you secure a faculty position? Own that success. Own all of your successes. And then take one of those successes and help somebody else succeed too. And to be honest, it didn't take much to do that. Maybe you just say a word of encouragement, and you'll find out that your word of encouragement came at just the right moment because they were about to quit. And then you turn around, you smiled at them and you encouraged them. And they knew they had power to run again. Don't discount the smallest investment that you can make in somebody else's life, somebody else's experience. Because if you don't do it, no one else might step into that space. An opportunity will be lost. All right. I want to encourage you, a woman of color in hematology. You have everything it takes to build the next generation. You have everything it takes to leave a massive legacy. What it takes is to start to build a little bit at a time. Don't wait for some big accomplishment before you begin to build legacy. I want to encourage you to own your success and begin now to bring up the people behind you. All right. It's been a pleasure talking with you today. Thank you so much for tuning in. I look forward to talking with you again next time on the Heme Consults podcast. Have a great day.